Blog Talk Radio.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee you've been slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit and two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of hoodie for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying. Here. Well, the home was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in, too far down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine. So I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static, on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top. It's a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in.
Plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online. Cheer.
Yeah, it's your girl, Leslie Lush, back in effect, man. And it's Friday, and we live, and we doing our 1-2, man. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying, recouping from the surgery and all that, but I'm live in the building. They can't keep a good woman down, you know what I'm saying? And I want to shout out my girl, Emma D2K, you know what I'm saying? And we doing that whole giving back to the freaking community, giving them toys for the tots, the Kris Kringle jump off. She sent me a pick today, and I want to thank all the people that came out to Mimosa's last night to donate for those children to put a smile on their face. This is something I've been part of with her for 3 years, but she's been doing it for 9 years, and I want to thank everybody that definitely came through to support. We are still collecting toys all the way up till December 21st. So if you would like to donate toys, go to my Facebook. It's Lush Radio Online, or go to Emma E2K Facebook, or go to @EmmaE2K and ask her for the address, and you can send a donation, whether it's $10, $5, whatever you can send, or if you can ship the toys out, brand new toys. We also got a shelter of teen mothers that they just lost their grant, so we're trying to bring some hope for their Christmas and put a smile on their face. So I want to thank all the people that donated. It's not about just, you know what I'm saying, talking on the radio. It's about giving back in the streets. And my street queen, my soldiers out there doing a thing in New York, man. And we're going to be doing our actual Kris Kringle drive and giving out the toys on December the 22nd. So if you would like to come out and help give out the toys, hit us up and let us know. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Shout out to E2K Magazine as one of our sponsors, Honey Management.net, Diverse Media Group LLC. Shout out to Celebrity Entertainment. I love Celebrity Entertainment. My girl Donna, they got the hot event going down December 18th. Icons and Idols, you know what I'm saying, hosted by the one and only Easy Street from WKYS 93.9. Yes, commercial radio. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the ones and twos, and your man Overmars will be performing live, coming straight from the Jamaica. He's the one that created the Raging Bull dance, man, that's popular in the American circuit. So, I mean, it's good. We going in, man. Also, New Year's Eve, DC Mingle got a hot red carpet. Your girl, Lushy Lush, will be running that red carpet, man. We going in, man. Tonight we're going to have a special guest, Young L.A., from Grand Hustle tonight, man. Our topic is we talking about why they're cutting off unemployment checks, and also what was the worst Christmas gift, you know what I'm saying, you got. And we got some Christmas music, and we got some new music, and Guru even did a joint, man. We going in tonight. For real. So let's go. Let's go to the lines and see if Guru live on the line with us and see what's popping. Caller from the 908. Is this Guru, money? Is this Guru?
Hello, this is Diva Mary Kay.
What's up, Diva Mary Kay? What's popping with you, boo?
Welcome back. I'm so glad to hear you on the air, mama.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. I'm back in the building and stuff, you know. You know, can't keep me down. Guru, you live on the line too, boo?
Yeah, I know. You know I'm living live in the live. Like, what am I? Who you talking about? 908? That's me. That's my area code. Like, man. I thought that was my cue.
I know y'all Jersey cats all got that same area code and everything, man. And we got Bugsy on the line, too, man.
Yeah. What's good, man? Salute everybody up on here. You know how we get it. Yeah, man.
That's what it is, man.
Shout out to Bugsy, man.
He held me down the other night, man. You know what I'm saying? On this joint, man. He was on there live, you know what I'm saying, going in. So salute to him, man. He was in the discussion, hard body, man. I was like, dang, yo, you should be a speaker.
Yeah, that's what they be telling me, Lush, man. You know, I be going in, man. When the topic's fight, man, I can't help but, you know, get a little bit of knowledge I'm blessed with, you know. Yeah. But how everybody doing today? How y'all doing? What's good with y'all, man? Bubsy, man, I see you grinding, man. That's all I got to say, man. I ain't got to say much. I see you grinding, boy.
2-11 is going to be that year for Boston, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to give it to y'all, man. You know, I was telling Lush, I think I'm comfortable to drop this little single I got, man, with one of my dudes, man. Like, I don't know, man. My young boys is ready to go hard, man. Just watch out for GMB, man. We definitely going to be in the building real soon.
Okay.
Definitely, man. And I'm telling you, man, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, you know what I'm saying, in the news nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they releasing, you know, documents and stuff, you know, federal government documents. Mm-hmm. I think it was an inside job, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of ludicrous. It's ridiculous because, like, in all of the presidencies, this is the only presidency where it's been so much craziness going on, and I think he's just, you know, the fall guy for the whole situation. At least you go down in history for the first black president, but really he wasn't if you really check the books. But, you know, they'll tell us what they want us to hear. But, you know what I'm saying? They talking about that your man made a deal with the Republicans, you know what I'm saying, about this whole tax break because everybody was fighting about it. So once again, the rich get rich and the poor get poor, right? So you
right.
had to make that deal in order. They talking about to keep the unemployment. They talking about cutting unemployment, man. Now, what is your issue? How do y'all feel about the cutting the unemployment situation? You think it's going to be an uproar? What you think, Guru? Talk to me. Talk to me, man.
It's a conspiracy, man. Every day you walk out your door. You know what I'm saying? Just pay attention to the news. Watch the news, man. You know?
For real, man. It's nonsense, man. I think they trying to set us up, man. They trying to set us up, man. It's a conspiracy constantly, man.
Think about it.
You know?
You might not be aware, but you need to get aware. So, you know, just like you got, I mean... Well, one thing is for sure, man, you need to do your research on anything you see on the news right now. Anything you hear on the news, if it's interesting to you, do some research on it. That's basically what you got. If you hear a news story, if it makes you say, then you probably should check it out. Because sooner or later down the line, it might affect you. You might not think it might affect you when you first hear the story. Somewhere down the lines. But look at the situation we were just discussing, less about the unemployment. You already know. Like, you cut off. It's over. You know?
They're crazy, man. Like, I was talking to Ebony yesterday. They said they just cut off California's unemployment. From what she said, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Hope no riots break out, man. That's all I'm scared of. You know? They might go down like the Rodney King jump off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go down
once again. Once again is definitely going to go down.
Brace yourself, man. The beautiful and lovely Diva Mary Kay, what you think about? What's your views on it?
I definitely think, like, why would you cut off unemployment? And even it's a big thing that's going to come behind it. So if you cut off unemployment, you know people going to go through a lot of stressful time. Are they cutting off the unemployment for something bigger to boost up the whole medical prescription thing going on? Oh, now everybody depressed. Now we can make money off these pills that we're going to give them. Why would y'all cut off unemployment? In a minute, we're going to be like third world countries in a minute. Y'all got to look at this. Why would you cut off unemployment for these people who don't have jobs and there's no jobs available? Now it's really going to be a problem. Now everybody going to start, not even everybody, Diva Mary Kay didn't say that, take that back. Now a lot of people is going to start getting real gutly and real gangster, and guess who's going to benefit? The jails now. We've been knowing for years and years and years that jails are big businesses. So why would you cut off unemployment? They are already getting a little bit from unemployment, not even really getting their checks. And let's not talk about the direct deposit, man. But that's real dumb. That's real dumb.
Wow. And we already know that the banks slightly you know what I noticed about the banks, too? They some real sneaky cats because they be sneaking your money out of your stuff and talk about, oh, we thought you wanted to put your money in this. Nah, I ain't asked you to take no money. I look at my shit and I'm looking and something's missing. Where that 5 cent go? Yeah, I want that 5 cent, son.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who asked you to donate my money? What they be doing is they take your money to cover up whatever they, and they think since you got money going in there, you're not going to notice certain money is missing. Player. Y'all real funny style. You know what I'm saying?
And
they the Bank of America because they some serious crooks. But anyway, what do you think about that?
Let's not talk about that overdraft fee. That's another sneaky little tax that they take, man. And then they send you the invoice at the end of the year, how much money you paid in overdraft fees. You know they can write that off, man. Come on, it ain't like you ain't going to get no direct deposit check and you about to eat that up and come. Man, come on, man. Like, no,
raping,
man.
You raping you.
You already know. Trying to
send you to a creditor. You done agreed to pay him $100 a month. I'm making my pay. You still got to send you to a creditor, son? You know my credit on there, man.
It's like Kevin Hart would say, yo, them niggas is real. They are here. They are raping niggas. They are here. They
raping,
real.
You raping you.
God. Niggas going to be
about this situation, man, this whole conspiracy going on, man.
Oh, shit, man. You know, I bring it back to that book. We read Who Moved My Cheese, man. You know, they taking all the cheese, man. You know, got to make it do what it do, man. I don't know. It's just... Nothing surprises me no more nowadays, man, to be honest with you, too, man. It's just like, okay, damn, that's something else to add to the books, man. Like, you really can't just be surprised with a lot of shit that happened, man, because it's fucked up out here. Pardon my language. I know it's get the fuck out of here, buddy, but it's fucked up out here.
Man, it's messed up. I mean, first and foremost, man, America, my people who are listening right now, log on to www.lustradioonline.com. You could call in at 347-826-7722. Tonight's topic is, how do you feel about them cutting off unemployment checks? First and foremost, what else do we have left with unemployment checks? And you know, black people are natural hustlers. Minorities are natural hustlers in general. Okay, mm-hmm. So we know how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Now, these Caucasian people, I don't know what's going to happen to them. if they say, oh, my God, Sarah, oh, my God, we cannot go to the spa this week. Oh, God, we're
no
session. I'm jumping off the roof.
No Rodale Drive. No Rodale Drive. Get the guns. No Rodale Drive.
Oh, what the hell are we going to do?
We're
going to tomorrow because we're in a recession, Jesus. Someone get the guns.
I can't get my damn latte. Oh, my God, not my latte. Not my Botox.
Oh, my God,
oh, man.
Starbucks today.
That's they get fired from their job and they want to go shoot it up. Go get another job. Like, how you going to get fired and you want to come back and shoot it up?
Oh, my God.
They don't know what to do.
How you lose your job and you just go postal and you got to shoot everybody else. Everybody else is working and you can shoot them up. So what's really good?
Why they working?
Can we get a paycheck?
He said, if he ain't working, ain't nobody working. Listen, if I ain't working, ain't nobody working here. That's that.
That's that.
You know, it's sad. You know, United States of America is definitely, you know, has definitely, shot it straight to hell, man. It has definitely dumbed down and everything in regards to, you know, when it comes to everything that's going on, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go into some music real quick, and I'm gonna come right back. I'm gonna come back on the show. We definitely had some issues we need to talk about, and we're gonna have Young LA live on the show. Let's go in here and see what we got in the arsenal, because I know I got some Christmas music up in this joint. All right. I think I got a joint from Future Guru too. Guru did a joint, man. I was shocked, man. But I'm gonna go ahead and salute my boy Fred the Godson. If y'all didn't check out Fred the Godson in New York City at BB King's, he tore it up. He faked the asthma attack, right? And everybody thought Funk Master Flex was there. You know what I'm saying? Busta Rhymes, everybody was there, and it was crazy, right? And they thought that he had an asthma attack, but you know, the song is Too Fat. He was like, oh, I'm just too fat, and got up. It was crazy. The crowd went crazy, right? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and go to Too Fat. We're going to come right back on Less Radio Online. We're going to talk about this cutting off the unemployment, man. Call them at 347-826-7722. We live in the building. Your girl is back. Let's go.
Fat boy.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy. Yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy.
only much I could give, but I took the trip once. They told me chop like this. Old head told me blend up lock like this. Coke cat said he wanted to rock like this. No, y'all wish I had it locked like this. Yes, sir.
What up, Fred?
Just my bank account and my blood pressure. I'll see him, I'm a wrecker. Stopped him with my gum, so he was being extra. I'll show him how to stun. Fred A-Rod, I ain't going for the bun. Shots fly peroxide, I'm laying in a cut. I'm 1,000 pounds of uncut to the gut. Fred,
yeah, I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like
I'm too
fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
Come on, mama, my real mama in Florida. My ex-mama, I dead her, cause I was bored of her. I need more, yeah. But you don't like big boys, this is all baby fat. Come on, Gamora. She love my aura, love it when I call her. Want me to press record her. Every time I'm on her, I'm ducky fresh on her. I mean, I'm hotter than a sauna. Bread from that back block, met her on the corner. However, I say Gucci down to the side. Spots and blocks filled with rocks. She said, stop. You want these legs, you may just wait. She said, you falling off, you losing weight. Asked what I wanted to cook, and I just ate still T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and we'll just bring bread.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
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 I'm a bad boy, G-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie. B-I-G-G-I-E, a.k.a. G-O-D, get it? Biggie, the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Peace out to Brooklyn. But I'm Big Bronx, I'm coming just for the cooking. Hey, looking, I'm fresh out of the booking. Like, take it where it need to be, looking up. This is my warning, I will claim victory. Chewing on some juicy fruit, you can't do this to me. Flow unbelievable, kick in the door with it. Get hypnotized when I come raw with it. Sky's the limit, they love me cause I'm nice. Mama tucked me in, gave me long kiss goodnight. They praying on my downfall, can't see me. Please throw down some ice for the nicest MC friend.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad boy,
like I'm too fat.
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 I'm a bad boy.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
That's what it is. Salute to Fred the Godson, man. Your man is winning right now, man. He's doing real big things, man. And, you know what I'm saying, my boy Future Guru 100, you know, the one and only that does all of our promo over here, man, on this side. You know what I'm saying? Got a hot joint, you know what I'm saying, promo joint that he did for us. You know, he was digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane, you know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to check this out, man. I was going to play it on the Hot or Not, but you know what I'm saying? He passed special dude, so we're going to play that joint right now. Future Guru on the promo doing this rap thing.
The dope poster track. Shout out to Brick City. I'm like a superstar, that's why they call me Soup. They call me Killer Cal 2 and Guru. I promote my own self on YouTube. Watch me blow just like the 50 Tyson do. Put my name in the search, just Google. I'm Future Guru 100, what you do? I respect hip hop. Shout out to the DJ. I'ma blow even if you don't play me. I got my own radio show anyway. The Lush Radio. one-way trip to the sky. I see you at the top. I'm a Christian boy, numbers don't lie. I love all my followers. I got them hollering. Jersey stand up, Henny in your cup, show love in the club, let the ladies pop up. I'm an MC, what I say is fascinating. It's better to be an MC than a rapper, ain't it? I spit three verses, have your whole family famous. It won't even curse, don't get on my nerves. I'd rather be coming up with a strategy. Don't get in my way, y'all haters just rap beat. I see me overseas, making them scream. Lush Radio on my dream team. Shout out to Irvington.
Yeah, man, that was Future Guru live in the building, you know what I'm saying? And that was a hot joint right there, man. He sent me a couple of joints before, but this one was a nice joint right there. Future Guru went in, you know what I'm saying? My mom Deuce came through, you know what I'm saying, check up on me, make sure I'm healing right, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my mom Deuce, you know what I'm saying? My mom Deuce in the building. She said, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up? Hey, yo, Guru and Diva Mary Kay, that was, you know what I'm saying, the Big Mama right there. My mother.
Big Mama. What's good,
Big
Mama?
Shout out to Mom Dukes, man.
Yeah. Hey, let me just
That's
tell Mom Dukes, you know, I was moved to do that joint because my CEO was in the hospital. She was under the weather, and I wanted to make her feel better. And you know what?
That's
I don't
right.
want y'all to get it twisted. I do what I do, but, you know, I do what I do out of love. I do what I do out of love and just pure energy, man. And, you know, I'm glad Lux loved the joint, and that was only my sole purpose, you know, to get it out there to her, like, while she was in the hospital under the weather. And, you know, I'm going to hold her down no matter what, man. And I just prove I'm a man of my word, but, like, you know, anything I can do for Lux, I'm going to do. So, I mean, shout out to Mom Duke for bringing Lux.
Yes.
J. Mom Dukes.
Yeah, my mom Dukes is taking it back to the African style where they spray the money and stuff on people, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I was little, right, I ain't had no job, right, when I was little, a little kid, but I go to the African parties and you would dance and you make some money because they spray you with money. It's a tradition. So she's spraying the kids with money right now, you know what I'm saying? Don't you wish you was a kid right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. You know what I'm saying? So we're taking it back, man. And I want y'all cats to call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to have Young L.A. live in the building from Grand Hustle. We got some new music. I got some other new music from my man Joe Colombo. And I got another joint called DMV Supreme with DJ Lady Blaze and a couple of other cats, man. So we got music in the arsenal, man. And we got some Christmas joints. I want to know how y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying, he cutting off the unemployment situation. And also on top of that, I want to know what was your favorite Christmas song growing up, and I want to know if you can sing a snippet of it. How good is your voice when it comes to Christmas songs? On Lush Radio Online, man. We got a caller from the 980. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Future Guru. Your girl, Lushy Lush, and Diva Mary Kay, what it do, baby?
Yo, what it do, man? It's Fat Boy Entertainment, man. You know what's going on. Slash
Fat
AG.
Boy. What's good, Fat
That's
Boy? Quan family on the deck. What up, boy?
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. I see what's going on. I just want the world to see what we about to do.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, Lush, this is my dude, Fat Boy. I'm glad he called in. I just told him to call in and follow your lead. But, you know, he a part of the movement. We're going to be doing some big business, Lush. So, I mean, I got him on deck so he can see what the show is all about. You know, it's entertainment, but, like, it's Fat Boy Entertainment right now. I'm telling you, like, that's all I got to say right now.
Yeah,
Word up.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out your Twitter because it is Follow Fridays. Put your information out there so you can network with the people, man. Tell them why we need to follow you, my dude.
Right. Yo, follow me at Fatboy Entertainment. E-O-I-I, you feel me, with E-N-T on the end. And basically, you know, it's 1,000 Grand March movement going on, man. I'm taking over the streets, man. R.P. the Stack Bundles, that's first of all, because Queens is in the building.
Word, seriously, so, shout out to M.A., everybody, Young Stacks, everybody that came through. Definitely salute them, man, for real.
Right, Flo Rock is in the building, man. You know, I want to shout out Chinx Drugs, Riot Squad, Core 2Gs, Free Binos. You know what I mean? Like, but it's Fatboy Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout my nigga Future Guru out, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout Lux Radio out for having me. You know what it is, baby.
Salute. That's what's
we
up.
No small time. We off that small time stuff right now.
That's what's up, man. I definitely salute you, my dude, man.
In New Jersey, Lux, to see me. Him and the CEO of Klein Family. Shout out to DR. Shout out to L Star. They came to the hood, Lux, on some real shit right now. About to be an
That's what it is.
Right.
It's about that business, man. If you ain't doing real business in 2010, then what the hell are you doing it for, man?
Right.
Don't take that mess to 2011, man. Get your business together, man. Be real about your ish, man. I want to ask you a question because you know you got to answer the topic tonight. The topic tonight is, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about them cutting off the unemployment for the people in the United States of America. How you feel about that? What's your viewpoint on that? And also, what was your favorite Christmas song coming up?
All right, first, I'm going to tell you like this, how I feel about that cutting the unemployment thing off, right? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like they don't want us to have nothing anyway, so that don't even surprise me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's like, we got to use that for motivation, man. We got to use it for motivation, like, on some pro-black shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we doing, man. And, like, at the end of the day, my favorite Christmas song was Jingle Bell, baby.
That's a good one.
Oh, your favorite song was Jingle Bells. Now, I'm sorry, but this is, you know what I'm saying, get the F out of your Fridays, and we go hard on Fridays now. Since you said that was your favorite song, give us a snippet in your best singing voice, a little bit, not the whole song, of Jingle Bells.
Oh, shit, we're going to do it like Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle All the Way. You feel me? That's it, man.
That's what it is. Welcome to the show,
Fatboy. I'm doing it for the people, man. Shout out to the people, man.
Now,
let me tell you something.
Stay on the line with us, Fatboy, man, because we got some songs and stuff in the arsenal. We'll get that feedback and stuff on Hot or Not Friday. And we got Young L.A. from Grand Hustle calling in at 7. And stuff. Stay on the line with us, my G.
Right. I got you. But at the end of the day, it's Crown Family, AG. Shout out to Dwayne Dewitt, CEO. That's what we doing, man. That's it.
That's what it is. Salute to you, man. We got another caller from the 347. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your girl, I see Lush, Future Guru 100, and Diva Mary Kay. What it do, baby?
And when you talk about Fat Boy, you gotta let Mr. Too Fat himself call in, man.
I just tweeted the boy. What up, Fred?
What's going on, boy?
You already know. I love how you're doing it, man. You support the
Thank
show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hold on.
I gotta
find some class for my brother, man. I just love this dude. This is my favorite rapper for 2010 and beyond, man.
Thank you.
I see you working, man.
I love it, man. You know, I come from there. I come from the underground, man. We're going to make the underground, raise the underground to get mainstream, and we're going to bomb on them, man. I support everything, you heard?
Definitely. I called Fred the other day, man. My arm all messed up. He talking about I was out there shooting people and shit.
He had the gun range messing with them things. I told them it's good old AKs, man. Them drinks got that good old jerk back, knocked the whole wrist off.
Yo, you crazy. Yo, if y'all didn't see BB King's, man, I got the footage on www.lushradioonline. My man, my brother from another mother, Fred the Godson, the man, Mr. So Crazy, Mr. Too Fat, Mr. Bronx, Mr. You better stand up or I'm going to smack you on your face, yo. I mean, your man tore up the stage crazy. He faked the asthma attack. Everybody was like, yo, son, you all right, son? My man said, I'm too fat. Oh, who does that?
Too fat. Yo, good luck and lunch, man. I'm just calling to support, son. Yo, keep working, keep rocking. We're going to take over. Shout out to the Fat Boy Entertainment. All y'all rocking, all y'all doing what y'all do. Lunch, you already know. One love. We family. I'm just calling in, show my support. You already know what it is.
That's what's up, bro.
That's what it is, Sam. I'll salute you, man, for real. Seriously.
All right, child, you know I'm busy. I got to get back in that booth. I'm just calling to show my love, man. Y'all keep rocking. I ain't lunch.
I love you to death, man. I can't wait when I come back to New York. I'm coming to the studio, though, man. Make sure you got me some snacks and stuff, man. Stop
I'm on deck. I just want you to know I got niggas in the front of the joint that are going to be patting you down, too, just in case you shoot.
They love me, too, so stop playing. All right, bye, boo. Hey, I love you, man. That's what it is,
look,
man.
That's love right there. I just tweeted a nigga that he called in. You feel me? That's why we do it around here. Man, I don't know what they looking at, but you better get ready.
I don't
baby.
Know, man.
Now, what they looking at?
That's Fat Boy Entertainment still online with us, man. That's my dude right there. I mean, he's like my favorite artist this year, man. And we're going to get him on a 2011 draft pick mixtape that we about to put out with your boy, DJ J. Ronan, man, for real. And I love that dude, man. I got to salute that dude because he's so humble. He's a great artist, and I definitely got to shout out my mom, Deuce, you know, because without her, I wouldn't be in this world doing what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Get you with these power moves you making, though. I just tweeted him, and he called in just like that. Go ahead now. Go Lush.
Yo, that's
go
family
Lush.
Right there, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Blockwork Studio. Shout out to his whole crew. They are all good dudes. Shout out to Buddha the Future, man. They work hard body out there. Shout out to Vinny Idol, Money L. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? All my boroughs, BX, that show me love. Queens, that show me love. Brooklyn, that show me love. Shout out to all of y'all, man, in Harlem. We in the building. Seriously. Shout out to Jay.
Word up. Word up.
We
shout
live
out
in
to
the
Money
CLT, man. Definitely, man. I should have had
guys
ready to say.
Money L just came back from the ATL.
Go ahead.
Money
he
L just
came back from
ATL?
The,
yes. He was up in the big Marriott joint, the JW Marriott. It's one of the poshest joints you can stay at out there. And he met up and linked up. Well, I Am Drummer, the famous producer, I Am Drummer. So don't think it's no
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you see me
yeah,
doing Money L, you better pay attention. That's all I got to say. Pay attention. Shout out to Money
I
L.
Actually
and shout out
that,
to I Am
I actually
Justin.
Stayed at that joint in Atlanta. You know, at that hotel, they leave you like they leave you chocolates on your bed, son. For
hey,
real, they leave you chocolates and mixed chocolates on your bed, son.
Yeah, he said he did it big out there.
That's real customer service right there, baby. That's that quality care right there. That's important. VIP treatment. You VIP treatment. You definitely get used to that shit right there. I definitely
yeah,
because
down over there at that hotel, they also got like that famous mall that most of the stars go to. I forgot what it's called. They got that. I think it's Lenox or something. And then they got Houston's on the other side. The restaurant on the other side with restaurants and stuff. That joint is nice, man. It's not no game over there, man. He did a Big Willie style. That's one of the nicest hotels out there that I really, really like. And there's another joint, the W, out there in ATL
W-7.
And stuff. That joint's nice, too. But, yeah, man, we going in. I should have had Got Fred to sing a song, man. You know what I'm saying? That would have been funny as hell, right?
That would have been great.
I'm like, Fred, sing. Sing one. But, Ghoul, it's your turn, man. What was your favorite song growing up, man? A Christmas song.
Santa Claus was a black man. I don't even know if y'all even heard that before, but it's a song out, Santa Claus was a black man. I could do the hook. That's what I'm going to give you.
Hold up, son. Where they come out in 1950-something?
No. I don't know. I just used to hear it on the Frankie Crocker show, so I don't even know if y'all heard it before. Rest in peace, Frankie Crocker. He used to play that joint.
Yo, if somebody can call in and let me know who the hell Frankie Crocker, if you was born in 1930-something, call in.
WPLS.
What the hell? Hold up. Let me ask that boy entertainment. Fat Boy Entertainment, I want to ask you, did you ever hear this song before? Be honest. Don't even just say that because it's your dude, right? Did you ever hear this song before?
What's that? What song is that, babe?
Santa Claus Was a Black Man.
Yeah.
See?
Son, where you hear that from, son?
That's a true story. Frankie Crocker, WPLS. You better get hip to this New York shit,
Lush. Get hip to it, baby. Hold on. Okay. Well, if it's a real song, then, Ghoul, you know you on the spot because my man just did it. He did Jingle Bell, so go ahead and let me hear this joint because I ain't
I'm
never heard it. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you the hook, and that's it.
Go ahead and give me the hook, son.
The hook is Santa Claus was a black man. That's it. That's all I'm giving y'all. But it is a song. All right. Play with it. I'm here, yo. I speak the truth. I ain't no fraud over here.
Hey, y'all, cool. Get off.
Yeah, y'all didn't think I could sing either, but I could sing. I could do anything.
Oh, my man says Santa Claus is a black man.
There it is. Go to sleep or not.
Yo,
I'm too
with Google tonight. He is terrible talking about Santa Claus is a black man. And oh my God. Diva Mary Kay, what was your favorite Christmas song?
Let me get it together. Showtime. Okay. My favorite Christmas song was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, girl. Put your best singer voice on, girl.
Oh.
And give it to us.
All right. Me. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And then if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows like a light bulb. And that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Coming out soon. Look forward to 2011. It's coming out. There it is. Diva Mary Kay.
That's what it is, man. That's what I'm talking about. The true Christmas spirit, singing them songs. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, growing up as a child, you know, these songs were sung around the house, you know, and they were song, you know, to bring the Christmas cheer and stuff, and everybody knew the song. And, you know, some of us black people, we all know the whole song, but we would just be humming like a
Getting it, too,
yeah,
y'all.
Humming hard as hell. But if you're just listening to us right now, we're live on Lush Radio Online, and you know we acting the fools, get out of here Fridays. We got young LA caller from Grand Hustle tonight at 7 o'clock. We're talking about cutting off the unemployment, and along with that, what was your favorite Christmas song growing up? And you got to sing us a snippet of it, man, because they're going in tonight. What's up, Buffy? You live in the building with us. What's up, my dude?
What's good? I'm back in the building, man. Pardon me. You know, I had to hit the spot right quick. Nigga hung me in a mug. Had to come chef something up right quick. But, no, I'm back in the building.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, Buzzy. You talked about the cutting up unemployment. Now, what was your favorite Christmas song growing up?
Can we pass on this one tonight? No,
you cannot pass because everyone has done one.
No passies, Bugsy. You getting it. Pay your fare, Bugsy.
I can't jump the turnstile. I'm trying to jump the turnstile.
Pay your dues.
Oh, shit. I got me thinking. Oh,
I'm saying.
You better just think of the most easiest one you can remember.
All right, see, I don't know if y'all really watched, but matter of fact, I don't know, I can't sing it for you, but the joint from Goodfellas, when you know, he had the white Christmas tree and all that, and they had the joint in the background, that'd be my
favorite. Now, don't give us no movie scenario. What is the song, man?
I don't know. It's a Christmas joint. Come on, Lushman, you catch me off guard right now. You're making me
sing. Okay, look, check it out, right? Okay, since you don't know the name of the song, you got to hum it or sing it or whatever. We need to hear a tune in your best singing voice now. You don't have to sing the whole song, a snippet of it.
Oh, man. Shit, Lush, you're fucking with me right now. It's something about a white Christmas. That's all I'm going to tell you, man. It's a white Christmas. It's a Christmas song. Lush, come on now. Yeah, goddamn.
Go ahead and sing a snippet
Lush,
of it.
Lush,
you
Lush,
cannot
Lush.
Pass this.
Sing the song, anime. Sing the song, anime. You better sing that song, anime. Sing it.
Shit, man, I don't know, man. My mind's real foggy right now.
Just calm. White Christmas. I mean, sing
is it
in the best voice you can.
I'm not a singer, man. It's a white Christmas. Not really too many people on here are singers, but they did it, so go ahead and sing it. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Good. All right. Got you, Lush. Oh, shit. You want me to sing Merry Christmas, Lush? That's what you want me to say, them two words?
Yeah, go
Merry
ahead.
Christmas?
Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Let's get it.
Oh, my God. How many old kids are we going to get today? We ain't getting no plan yet.
Oh, shit. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I just did it, Lush. You cut me off, Lush. You got to make me do it again.
Go ahead. For real, seriously. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Wow, you actually sound like you have, like, consumed.
That counts.
Shout out to Buzzy. We had to, like, pull his teeth out just to do that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. You did it. I'm so happy for you.
Yay, Buzzy. Yay.
You know,
y'all fucking with me right there. I love y'all too, man.
You know, my favorite song, you know, coming out, I could never finish the rest of the words, but I always love this song because they be breaking it down, putting soul up in that song, you know, this Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Always was like my favorite song, you know what I'm saying? Let me clear my throat.
No.
I don't want a record deal or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a record deal, but. I'm about to sing this, John. Woo! Okay, let's go. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. That's my joint right there. This Christmas.
I don't want to record deal.
Shake your hand. But anyway, calling at 347-826-7722 and tell us your favorite Christmas song. And you gotta hum it, sing it, do something, man. It has to harmonize a little bit. I know we ain't all singers, but call in at 347-826-7722 and you're live on Lush Radio Online. I got a Christmas song for you this Christmas by Cherish, and we're gonna come right back on Lush Radio Online. You know it's hot tonight, Fridays, and I got some new music. You gotta tell me what you think, baby. Talking about Christmas, bitches.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir of folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows
That's enough Christmas music for right now. But you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I remember this song, you know, Drummer Boy. You know what I'm saying? That was a real hot song, especially with the bum, 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 bum on my drum. You're now listening to Lush Radio. Bum, 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 bum. Let's get back to the freaking schedule program. Yeah. So we back on the line with our people, man. What's the worst Christmas gift you ever got? You know what I'm saying? You know, did you ever get a bad gift and then you wrapped it up and gave it to somebody else the next year? I know some of y'all are guilty of that now. Tell the truth. If you had a bad gift and you wrapped it up the next year and gave it to somebody else, you know you did wrong, but you know, some people do that. You know what I'm saying?
I did. Well, yeah.
347-826-7722. Mary Kay Diva, you did that before.
I sure did.
What was it? What was the gift?
It was some boots with the big, big heel at the bottom. Like, it looked like they went smooth to the back of rainbows to the clearance section and got me these black space thigh boots. I didn't give them to nobody else. I was just thankful that they gave me the present, but those was the most ugliest boots in the world.
And you wrapped it up and gave it to who?
I didn't give it to nobody else. I threw it away.
Oh, man. I would have wrapped them joints. Hey, here you go. Merry Christmas.
But the bottom of them joints, they look like big erasers, man. Who wearing those? Anyway, those was a health hazard. I wouldn't want to give nobody those boots. Those was the most horrible black eraser space Spice Girl boots in the world. There it is. I should have put the person on blast that gave it to me, but I ain't
gonna do that. You went in. You was like mad vexed over that, yo. I hear it in your voice, man. Seriously.
That was horrible.
Oh, have you ever got a bad gift and you gave it as a Christmas gift?
No, I never did that. But like, I do want to say that after you know, I got on my, you know, grown man shit, and after years and years of not getting shit, I'm sure a lot of grown men can identify that once they got their kids, they just want to do their kids, get their kids gifts and all that. But, like, you know, I put a stop to this shit. I told niggas, just give me money, like, you know, whatever they're going to do. Like, don't tell me no. Like, I went through years and years of not getting shit. I'm dead serious. I'm going to lie. I went through years and years of not getting shit. Okay? So I put my foot down. Like, envelopes, please. Drum roll, motherfucker, drum roll. let me open that envelope and hit it. You know, start the drum roll, and let me shake that damn money out of the damn car. That's it, yo. All right. Off the laugh. Go ahead and laugh.
Oh, man, my man said, I don't even want nothing. Just give me shake dough, man. We ain't playing games out here. Where the money at? Show me the money.
Show me the money. Cake off Christmas.
Wow.
Off Betty Crocker.
Wow. Shut up.
I used to live in the kitchen.
Oh,
all those cats
man
out there from the streets,
Let's talk to Betty Crocker about this Christmas gift, man. What do they know?
Yeah, I'm done with Goofy too, man. Oh my God, man, Bugsy, man, did you ever get a bad Christmas gift and gave it away, or you was just so horrified about it? What did you do?
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm sort of like Google, man. I kind of had a bad gift since a kid, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. To be honest, you know, I've been trying not to get wrapped up too much in it, you know what I mean? But, you know, if it's my close type people, man, you know, we drop a little something, man. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of awkward, man. You know, my taste ain't like everybody else, man. So I guess, you know, I'm kind of often to get bad gifts around my way.
Okay, yeah, that's right. What it is, man. So basically, when it comes to Google and Bugsy, just show them the money.
Jerry Maguire.
Ain't no shame in my game. Show me the money. Don't even go out and waste your time. Give me an ugly sweater or scarf or none of that stuff. Don't give me no socks. I already got that. I got draw. Show me the money. Don't give me a tie like you give me every year. Show me the money. Don't go out there and buy that fake watch out there. Show me the
right. Need the money.
Word up. You know what? Be honest. It's them cubic zirconias and them taxes.
Oh man. Oh my God. We got a joint. We're gonna go into the hot or not real quick. We played Google's promo joint. Bugsy, you missed it. Google had the little promo joint. He was rhyming and everything, man.
Can we get a pull up? You know,
I said that for love.
You want to hear that joint again? You want to hear it again? Are you requesting it again?
I get to hear it. I'm trying to hear that. You already know.
You trying to hear that joint? Okay, and then we're gonna go on to Joe Colombo. Joe Colombo got a joint. He sent in for me, my homie. We're gonna play that joint. So let's go check this out. Future Ghoul 100, man, bless us. You know, I was in the hospital. We just thought about just doing a little joint to put a smile on my face while I was hurting up in the hospital and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Future Guru, spotlight on you, dude.
This is a dope poster track. Shout out to Brick City. I'm like a superstar, that's why they call me Sue. They call me Killer Cal 2 and Guru. I promote my own self on YouTube. Watch me blow just like the 50 Tyson do. Put my name in the search, just Google. I'm Future Guru 100, what you do? I respect hip-hop, shout out to the DJ. I'ma blow even if you don't play me. I got my own radio show anyway. The Lush Radio online every day. Except Sunday, we on a one-way trip to the sky. I see you at the top. I'm a Christian boy, numbers don't lie. I love all my followers, I got them hollering. Jersey stand up, Henny in your cup. Show love in the club, let the ladies pop up. I'm an MC, what I say is fascinating. It's better to be an MC than a rapper, ain't it? I spit three verses, have your whole family famous. It won't even curse, don't get on my nerves. I'd rather be coming up with a strategy. Don't get in my way, y'all haters just whack me. I see me overseas, making them scream. Lush Radio on my dream team. Shout out to Urban Team.
We're gonna go and we're
going to talk to the people. We got one. And we going to see what they're talking about. Shout out to DC Mingo, Donnell and Nikki. Shout out to MA2K, Future Google, all the Twitter fam. And the Les Girls International, Diva Mary Kay, all of y'all. I just feel like I'm feeling the Holy Ghost when I get on the radio.
Your girl is back. But anyway. We back in the building, wilding out, man. Goo, you went in, man. So how you feel about that, Bugsy? Goo did his little joint. You know what I'm saying?
I'm rocking with that, man. That's definitely what I'm talking about right there, man. Salute, man. That's what I like to hear, family.
God, hey, listen to Buzzy. Yo. Hey, Buzz, I do out of love, man. You already know. It was the energy, man. I was thinking about my CEO when I did that, man. I do promo joints, man. This ain't nothing for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all niggas is looking at or hearing or whatever, what y'all think, man. But if you need a jingle or something, you could DM me or email me for that. And I'm going to charge you like $500 and shit. You already know. I ain't going to do that. You already know what it is. $500 and up. Don't play with me. It got to get engineered. It got to get mixed. And that joint got to get mixed too. So if anybody want to engineer that so we can play that every now and then for y'all to really get a taste of it and get smacked up with it. You know, somebody could give me a shout out and they want to engineer it. They could mix it or engineer it, whatever the fuck, man. Part my language. Part my F word. Part of my F word tonight.
Part of my F word. And yo, when you cussing, you say the F word. You say parting my F word right now.
You gotta do that shit, though.
Is that the polite way to say it? Parting my F word. Wow, we laughing in the building right now. It's Hot or Not Fridays, man, and we got new music and stuff. So I got this joint right here from Joe Colombo, representing New York City. You know what I'm saying? And this joint is called, y'all remember Mortal Kombat? Finish him, test your might. If you played that video game, this one is called Lyrical Mortal Kombat with Joe Colombo. And a couple of other cats, but I don't know their names. I'm just thinking about Joe Colombo right now. So I want to know. He's supposed to be the first one on the track, so let me know what you think about this. This is called Lyrical Mortal Kombat. Hot or not, or lukewarm, like my man Bucks, he says. It's better to get, you know what I'm saying, a lukewarm versus getting a not hot. Boo.
Yeah,
but anyway, let's go. Joe Colombo, Lyrical Mortal Kombat. Hoo-yah!
Crush any MC to ever try to front of me. I'm that genuine, you're just a wannabe. I'm what you wanna be. So if you're trying to put the show on, put your one, then you got something to see. From the bottom to the top is where I'm found. You can get a shot, I'm jumping for the rebound. Little nigga, ease down. I got powers like Sub-Zero, make my comp freeze now. Thinking I can't fight cause of the way I look. You get shook, straight out of the comic book. Yeah, I'm too real to be kinda fake. You see he, Bruce Lee, and what I do to Snake. I hit it in the head and make it twerk for me. I throw it at my enemies and make it work for me. Yeah, you about to get taught again. I'm the master, don't put the quarter in, I will.
Yo, I am so violent, I belong in asylum. I eat them alive, just put me right beside them. You don't wanna face off, you're better off hiding. I rip a hater face off, don't think about trying. Yeah, I never lose, put your money up. Way too ill, I ain't never ever freeze up. My free flow flawless, I can never ever be touched. Shades in my face, I don't take them off the knuckle up. Now you know that I'm the topic. Sick game crazy, borderline toxic. My name Ilium, who you know this sick. Hit you so fast, I swear I did a bicycle kick. And I ain't playing
neither. Fly senorita, she's mine. Black heart, she a man eater. One false move, you on the way to meet the Grim Reaper. First class ticket, someone call in the Undertaker. Here's lyrical Mortal Kombat. I turn a crouching tiger into a cowering wombat. Full contact, no holds barred. I bar your bars, and even entering the dojo to spar. Like the dodo bird you are, doomed to irreversible extinction via sharp ninja stars. My judo's the dopest when focused. I swarm with unstoppable force. Like a sky full of locusts, I bum rush your nunchucks. Talking about your taekwondo and the clothes and capoeira, yo, I've heard enough. While you're busy parading around, I'll pull a raid, an electric leaf, use your feet to the ground. Thinking you're tough, your frame's thinner than rice paper. With flying sidekicks, I remove all traces of your human nature. Forget Confucius, you must be confused. Your Kung funeral is set for tomorrow at high noon. Kang and Chuck Norris roundhouse, crossing that broken jaw, what used to be a loud mouth. I'm Bruce Lee, but Chi Ali Chi, hard as a rock, but with the flow, flexible as a reed. I feng shui, dismember students and senseis with ninja maneuvers. I la Cirque du Soleil. Give me the mic, kick the whack off, let me wax on multi-syllab. I'm technical styles, these Marvel versus Capcom. Tiger style, I back kick your ad libs, watch track me back, slip and crack your ribs.
Hey yo, chill, son.
Johnny Cage in the peacoat, fatality finisher gone in a cloud of weed smoke. I'm hopped up on cheat codes right now. Even my top boat was lethal. Raiding stage presence, plus I Jackie Chan my.
Yeah, we definitely wilding out today. I was on mute for a second, but yeah, that was Joe Colombo and some other cats right there. Lyrical Mortal Kombat. I like the fact that he was playing on, you know, the different characters on Mortal Kombat and stuff. Finish You, Toasty, all that, you know what I'm saying? Sub-Zero, all that jump off, you know what I'm saying? But I want to know what y'all think about that, you know what I'm saying? Lyrical Mortal Kombat. Let me know what you think. Cool. Was it hot or not, lukewarm? What you think, man?
That joint, you know. So I that's my music. I'll probably play that again just to catch everything he said, because he was kind of, you know, spitting kind of fast. You know, I'm on some laid back shit to me. Especially when I got them drinks on deck. You already know I couldn't catch everything. But you know what?
That was too fast.
I was bobbing. Hey, I was bobbing, not weaving. So. It was good money. Not my head and the whole thing. No, nah, I'm good like that. I give it a little kid's age, baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Diva Mary Kay, hot or not, a lukewarm.
That joint was hot. That joint was definitely hot. I like the flow. I like the delivery. I like the lyrics. I like how he went in, and it's definitely hip-hop. And you know I'm always searching for hip-hop. I listen to the music. I was able to close my eyes and paint a picture of what he was talking about. So it gets the hot from Diva Mary Kay.
Yo, did it make you want to put on your kung fu and say, I will get more of
yeah. Yeah. And me rocking like I was at the concert, like, yeah.
Oh, man, Bugsy, hot or not, a lukewarm, my G.
I'm gonna get at the hot. You already know. I like how you stayed on topic. You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So we got total hot around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely a nice one right there. I think I got a joint from DJ Lady Blaze. Let me see. I got a joint. I think it's called DMV Supreme. I got to look in here in the arsenal. But I do got a new joint from your man, Young L.A. It's his new single. I want to know what y'all feeling. He going to be calling in if you want to know what you think about it. It's called What Is. You know how they do back in the country, you know what I'm saying? They need words out. You know, it's not what is this. What is, you know what I'm saying?
So
what is?
What is?
What is?
By Young L.A. Hot or not? Yeah, y'all.
Beat, beat. Pull up. Jump back. Let's go. Turn up. What is? What is? What is? What is? Hey. Pull up. What is? Jump back. What is? Let's go. What is?
Avalanche or something, you know, down in over there by Stone Mountain in Atlanta. I met him, and Farnsworth was there, and Diamond was there, and Young Dro, and he performed live, and the crowd was going crazy and stuff. And I met him. He was really cool. You know what I'm saying? He liked them black diamonds, though, because he had them things on that night. But shout out to him, and shout out to Amir Grand Hustle and stuff. Goo, what did you think about that song, son?
Nah, I guess me and Lush thinking like, because I was thinking, like, what club am I going to go hear that in? And, you know, how I'm going to feel when I come out. So I guess it's for, like, the club is going to be, like, a new trend. You know what I'm saying? It might catch on with the lyrics, I mean, with the hook, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah.
Especially with the Down South cats, once the Down South cats catch it and they feeling it, you know, anything can happen. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, y'all already know that's how this Down South movement got really popping, and you know, and they people play it like they really check it out. So I mean, you might not be singing it now, but you might be singing it later. So I'm definitely gonna give it a lowercase H. You know, he went in, He came outside the box. And you know it's not going to be like a single that he's going to be trying to pump, but it's on the album he's going to rock out with it. So I give him some respect for that, coming outside the box. So that's a little KCH all day.
Definitely, and definitely Young L.A. is always one that comes outside the box and stuff. How do you feel about that, Diva Mary Kay? I got another joint with him and Wale, too, that I'm going to play. How do you feel? That was off the SunTrust Leland mixtape. How do you feel about that joint? Diva Mary Kay, you there?
She might not be over there.
She might be over there cooking chicken. Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken.
What is that chicken?
What is that chicken?
Oh, shit.
For real.
Ah,
look, you
going
there. What, I mean, where was you at? So high now. What is that chicken? But anyway, how you think about that, man? What you think about that, John?
Oh, man, like Google said, that's going to get the lowercase, you know what I mean? I can't honestly say I find myself bumping it, but I think the only reason why I really give them the lowercase like that, because it's just not to knock their timing, but if you would put them in the summertime, you probably would have, you know, got a bigger buzz, because, you know, it's nice out, weather get hot, they probably would have been out there on the corner where it is or whatever, you know, it is. But I don't know, it's just the time of delivery with me right about now. It's cold, so they're going to be in the house in the mirror talking about what it is. I mean, I'm not too sure, but, you know. Get the lowercase with me. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. At least it's not a lukewarm. You know how the lukewarm, you be just swimming. Lukey, 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 Lukey. Lukey,
Luke.
For real. Luke, Luke. But got another joint that he did off of the SunTrust Leland mixtape joint right here that I actually like, this joint right here. I like what it is, and he got this other joint called Level Above Them featuring Wale and Pills. I want to know what y'all think about this joint.
Southern smoke.
Southern smoke. Shawty need a cab, asshole nigga, and so nigga, killer whale flow, got some anchovies niggas, Range Rover, shifting police in my hindsight, riding with my Sandra Bullock, checking on my blind side, onslaught, my flow is like Contra, bitch I spit that raw shit, y'all niggas some condoms, no days on my mantra, my grind is impeccable, y'all ain't on my level, you can't read me, I'm a legend. What it do? Penny phones coming blue. Pretty hoes coming too. Every day my Sunday best and I don't go to Sunday school. Hallelujah, pass the roll up in the hooey. How you feel? Them bitches gon' roll with us. Why you think I called Neil? Wale. Day.
Yes, your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, a level above, featuring Wale and Pill. That's off the Suntress Leland mixtape right there, that joint right there. That's one of the joints, one of my favorite joints off the mixtape. You know, he got the new joint, What Is. We played that earlier, you know what I'm saying? They got that feedback on that, but we're going to rerun that. But you know what I'm saying? The hostess with the mostest, our special guest, is live in the building, courtesy of the one and only Amir. VP of marketing from Grand Hustle. He live on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? So let's go to the phone lines and rock out with our boy Young LA, and let's talk to him for a little bit. I got my man Future Ghoul live in the building, my co-host. Is that 404? Young
that's
LA, you live on the line with us?
That's Georgia.
Oh, is that 404? Don't be scared now. But is that Young LA right there with Amir?
Yeah, the 202 number, Les.
Okay, that's what it is. We want to definitely say that we are glad to have you live on the show, man. Long overdue. We love you here on Lush Radio Online. And I got to tell y'all, man, your man right here is one of the humblest dudes that I've ever seen out there, man. When I went to L.A. and I seen him at the club, He's real humble and everything, and he goes in, he does his work, he's about his business, man. And shout out to the whole Grand Hustle crew, and shout out to my girl, you know what I mean, Bola out there. I know y'all did that joint every day, man. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, man. All
right.
That's what it is, man. What it do, Young L.A.? What's popping with you, homie?
Man, everything good, you know what I mean? We trying to kind of get through this wave, man. It's something real heavy going on. Tuesday, I know the No Mercy album dropped, my homie Tilt, man, and the album's so crazy, I just been riding around for the last couple of days just digesting it. So, Grand Hustle, we in here. Young LA, they've been like, where the boy been? You know, we've been working, we've been staying consistent. Anybody who's a real true fan of Young LA, if y'all been keeping up with my work, y'all know we've been killing the game with these mixtapes month after month after month after month on a consistent basis. So, like you said earlier, Lush Radio, we got to really, y'all played the Watch This, which is the new joint for the boy Lay, and it's the one that we're going with, we're pouring the gas on, so. I appreciate everybody for rocking with the whole Grand Hustle movement and rocking with myself, the boy Young L.A.
Definitely, man. Young L.A., man, you definitely, you know, I've seen your growth, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, coming out with the whole Grand Hustle team and then, you know, taking your futuristic, you know, scene and taking it to the next level, you know. And I think your style of rhyming and your delivery, you originated that style. And I've seen a lot of people who have mimicked you, but I know that you're the originator of that whole style of, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Delivery. And I respect you for that, you know, not staying in the same realm of everybody else, just creating your own style, you know what I'm saying, as
right,
an artist.
Right.
What motivates you, Young LA?
For me, for real, man, it's just family, man. That's the biggest motivation for me, is family. I got a lot of younger siblings that's younger than me, brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews, nieces. All that, and for real, that's really what keeps me going, man, is to be able to be a blessing to somebody else around me and to be able to provide for my family, you know what I mean? That's, like, my biggest motivation, for real. That is, like, the top. There's nothing else that drives me more than the fam, so that's what keeps me going.
Definitely. And what actually, you know, made you decide that, you know what I'm saying, being an artist was your dream? What made you say, yo, this is what I wanted to do?
When my auntie Jo and her best friend Shorty, they was a rap duo, like, way back in the day, like, when I was probably, like, six or seven. I was in, like, the first grade, six, 7 years old, eight, somewhere in that area. I used to go to the studio with them and actually watch them, you know, record and be in the studio, and that's kind of what, that's how I got introduced just to seeing it for real, hands on. I always was a fan of music and hip hop because, you know, my mom, she used to sing and stuff in the choir in church, and my auntie them, they were just big fans of the music, and my auntie them actually did music. So I think when I seen them, had a chance to experience them in the studio, being in the real facility, I think that's why I got my first taste of it. And it was just a hobby for me, for real, growing up. It was something that I could just do well. I couldn't really write coming up, but I could freestyle, and I just had a knack for doing it. So it was something that I always had close to me, you know what I'm saying, growing up. And all through my teenage years, I just was a fan of the music. And I think, like, when I turned 18 or 19, I just decided, like, I was going to try it for real, like, try to, you know what I mean, really get in the studio, record music, you know, go out, perform, do these shows, get in the streets. So that's when I started to do it for real. And then I got the deal when I kind of linked up with Grand Hustle. That's when it started for me professionally. So it went from just being around it, then to saying that I wanted to do it, then to doing my work. And then that led to me, you know, doing it to on a professional level right now.
Definitely,
so
definitely.
That's the whole line.
Definitely, and I know you work closely with Bola. I know y'all guys definitely were walking the red carpet of Takers and everything. Y'all almost like brother and sister. I had the pleasure of interviewing her a while ago and stuff. She's very humble, and she's from my country. She's Nigerian too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the Nigerians out there and everything. How is it working with her, and how is it working with the whole Grand Hustle family? Is it like a family movement, or do you look at do you work more with other people than others? How is it in working with the Grand Hustle team?
It's a whole family movement. Everybody pretty close, man, at the Hustle, and it was just a bigger stage. It was really motivation for me, just pushed me even harder to bring the best out of me for real, growing up in Atlanta and being a fan of Tip and being a fan of Young Dro coming up through middle school, and, you know, to actually listen to these people so much from PSC, In the Street Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and to actually be rapping on the side of a guy with the kind of caliber as a T.I., or a Young Dro, you know what I'm saying? It kind of brought the best out of me, for real, on a bigger level. And I think it's competition, too. You know, that kind of atmosphere makes for creative competition because you want to be your best, you know what I'm saying? When Dro go in the booth, you know, or when anybody goes in the booth, you know, I want to try to outdo them, you know what I'm saying? It's just creative competition, but we are family at the end of the day. But it's a competitive environment because there's so many great artists on the label of Grand Hustle, from B.O.B. to Young Dro, to Tip, to Bola, to Matt Bonney, Big Country, Killer Mike, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rich Kid, Shawty, so many people. So I love it because it keeps you on the edge and it keeps you sharp. So I think, you know,
definitely,
I couldn't have been in a better situation.
Definitely, definitely. And if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. We have the one and only, your boy, Young L.A., Grand Hustle, live in the building, courtesy of Amir from Grand Hustle. You know, the other question I want to ask you, SunTrust Leland, that whole mixtape, you know, you definitely had some bangers on that joint. A Level Above was one of my favorite joints on there. But there's a couple others I like on there. But what was that to you when you put that project together? You know, what was the meaning behind it? How did you feel when you dropped that mixtape? You know what I'm saying?
That mixtape was for anybody who had a label on the LA brand. That mixtape was for anybody who just tried to put me in the box or just put me in one kind of genre of music. I think on the SunTrust, I show more of my lyrical ability. I just want to show, as I've been growing, anybody who's been watching me from the DJ Drummer mixtapes to the DJ Spin mixtapes, I can do whatever I want to do when I want to hit the booth. If I want to go in there and punchline bars, then I go in there and punchline bars. If I'm feeling good and I want to go party, I go party in the booth. If I want to make something for the ladies, I go make it for the ladies. I can do a hip-hop, just a hardcore hip-hop joint, and then turn back around and go straight to the club and make a straight radio single. That's what I possess. So I was trying to show that on SunTrust, the balance. Like, you know what I mean? Just like playing football, playing sports, you can't be one-dimensional. You got to play offense and you got to play defense. When you play football, you can't just throw the ball. You got to run and throw. So I just was showing my balance of my attack. You know what I mean? And I think off that, I kind of opened a couple people's eyes. Like, oh, man, so it's more than a swag. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's just for people. SunTrust, if you just listen to the lyrical content, you know, you hear the growth in the music. You listen to the concept. The beats I pick out as far as how I do my production. But I never lose myself in anything I do. You always know it's late, you know what I'm saying, some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just showing the diversity, man, for real.
I had listened to the mixtape, and, you know, because, you know, most people, you know, because they classify you in one box, in one area of saying, okay, It's Young L.A. He does a certain style of rap. But I can honestly say myself, personally, when I listened to it, I saw different climaxes and different styles from you on in. I was like, whoa. I was shocked. I was like, wow, okay. L.A. is doing his thing on his mixtape right here, man. I actually liked it, you know. So
I really
seen the growth from you, you know, from prior things, you know, and you had other mixtapes way before that, you know, that you was doing your thing and you did some joints with Dro and everything. But this, I've seen the growth, you know what I'm saying, you getting into your grown man thing on this mixtape. So, you know, I'm very proud of you about this mixtape right here that I heard. And I'm going back to when I was in Atlanta, I was at, I forgot what this club they call in Stonemaier. How y'all pronounce it? It's Avalanche or something or whatever. It starts with an A or something.
The Atrium.
I think it's Atrium or Avalanche. It's a long name, Avalanche something or whatever. And it's in Stone Mountain. And that day, Young Dro was up there. You were performing. And what's his name? The one that's Mr. Bentley was there. Diamond was there.
Echelon.
And you,
Echelon.
Yeah, that was where it was. I remember, and I had and I had seen you over there, and I was like, hey, man, what's up? I was telling you about me and Bola and stuff, and you talked and everything, and you was cool. He's not even a cocky dude, you know what I'm saying? He's a real humble dude. That's why I respect you, man. I got so much respect for you, you know what I'm saying, because you're a real humble dude. And you like them black diamonds. I seen that. I peeked that night. You like your black diamonds, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but y'all
man.
Definitely rocked the stage that night, man. And you have great stage presence and stuff. That was the first time seeing you live, you know what I'm saying, doing your show. I seen, you know, YouTube and all that and videos and stuff. But seeing you live, like, you know, you really get into the crowd. And I really see the passion that you have. Now, this new song that you have, the single, which we're going to reiterate and play again, and we're going to open up the lines for the callers in a few seconds, and I'm going to throw it to my co-host. Who are some of the producers you're working with right now on, and who produced this new project, this new single right now?
Right now, we're getting in with DJ Tunk. We're getting in with this other kid named Cardo, who done did some production for Wiz Khalifa. We're dealing with Raz, who's an in-house Grand Hustle producer. He did the Freeze Me, he did Take Off, he did the new single Watch This that I got. I'm working with Lil C, a producer who did Shoulder Lean. He produced a lot of records on Tip new album. I think Lil C probably had like two or three records on Tip new album. And so you know, we all working, man, and we just working with that's probably it right now. I've been blessed to be able to get in with Jim Johnson. Everything been going good. Those are like the producers off head that I can just name.
That's what it is. I'm going to throw it over to my co-host over there in Jersey, Future Guru 100. Hey, Guru, you got any questions for Young L.A.?
Yeah, man, I'm in the building, Young L.A. This is Jersey. This is Future Guru 100, man. I appreciate you joining us tonight. And I really just want to say something. Like, basically what I want to say is, because, you know, I just read a little while back, like,
You know, one thing I like about Grand Hustle, you got to respect the loyalty. You know, aside from the little stuff that's going on, T.I. has already named, like, Young Joe to be in charge while he's gone. So you got to respect that. So I just want to... That's right. Young Joe, I'm going to shout out to Young Joe because he running Grand Hustle right now. It's already official. Like, that's what it is. Like, T.I. let that be known before he went in. Like, Young Joe running Grand Hustle right now. So that's a good look. And I want to say to that young man, Young L.A., that's on the phone, like, with us right now joining our show, keep doing what you're doing, man, and stay loyal to your crew, man. You know, I like what you're doing. You know, and them cats brought you up and brought you in because they saw something in you, my G. So I want to say, like, you're doing a great job, and you just said how versatile you were. So I want to put that out there for everybody. Don't get it twisted with this brother right here, man. He coming out with that work, working in the studio. He going to show you all the angles. So I appreciate what you're doing. But I want to say, like, what's the favorite style you like to do right now? Because you just mentioned that you got these styles. So I'm like, what's your, when you get in the studio flow, like, what kind of beats do you really want to hear?
I want to party, man. My first thing, I'm young. So my first thing is I like to make single music. I like to make music for the club. But, you know, I had a New York run, and when I was on that New York run, you already know what it was, straight freestyle game on the spot. You got a bust. So if niggas was watching me and seeing what I was doing on the distance 50, I was spazzing on niggas straight bars. Niggas was thinking I was on the East Coast, but it's something I just possessed because, like, my family from Long Island, you know what I mean? My grandma, my mama, all them folks from up top. So it's like I like to do the club music, but I can spit the bars with the best of them. Like, I take an example. The new single, Watch This. You listen to Watch This, and then you go back and listen to Level Above. And that's the perfect contrast right there. Like, I was on there with Wale and Pills, which were two guys who are consistent, you know what I mean? And I went in the middle of them two guys, and my bars held up. So at the end of the day, like you said, don't get it twisted. It's real lyrical if I want to take it there, you know what I mean? But I think as an artist, what makes an artist, you have to know what sound is in. And you have to capitalize off what's in. Now, if you a bar nigga, but niggas not checking for that right now, you got to kind of know where to go and when to go as an artist. You know what I mean? I feel like it's different ways of music that come in. Any great artist is going to eat off any wave of music because you got to be talented to be able to adapt to whatever's going on. And I just think that's what I possess. You know what I mean? I can get on something with Cameron and Votto, and then I can go get on something with Roscoe Dash. You know what I mean? I can just do whatever I want to do. So that's like Michael Jordan. Like, I'm going to pick where I want to scope for on the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That nigga Mike, nigga, when Mike got the ball, he picked where he was going to score from every night. So,
true.
You know, that's kind of how I am with the music, huh?
What's your Twitter, fam? What's your Twitter?
Huh?
Put your foot out there, Young L.A. Put your foot out, because it's on Friday. Put your foot out there.
Yeah.
Twitter is at Young L.A., at YUNGLA. Everybody follow me, at Young L.A.
There you go. That's what we talking about. That's how we do it. And follow me back, man. I'm tweeting you right now saying you want to show with us getting it in. So make sure you follow me back, man, because I'm going to keep it going strong, man. We're going to do this for real, bro. And this is
hey,
the show we have. Y'all could come relax over here, man. You know, show love, and we here for you, man. That's how we doing it over here. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the love, man. Let's Radio, I appreciate all the love. Appreciate y'all reaching out to me, and it's what it is. Be on the lookout for the albums coming at the top of the year. We don't got no dates, but me and Dro both trying to push out these albums for the next year. So we working. Y'all will be seeing a Black Boy, White Boy mixtape coming from me and Dro, and I think my next mixtape gonna be Young L.A. versus Leland, so y'all be on the lookout for that, but we working though.
That's what it is, man, definitely, man, and I got my girl Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay, real quick, you got a quick question for Young L.A., because he a busy man, he be going in, you know what I'm saying, you got a question for him?
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Young L.A. Live in the building on Lush Radio Online. My question to you is, you know, you are a young dude, and how do you feel that your music, what impact that you have, feel that your music has on the youth?
I think I have, I ain't going to lie, the impact on the youth that I got is crazy right now. I came out, I mean, my whole image when I came out, it was real different. I came out in a time where my style was just very brand new, you know, and I came out. Me rocking the mohawk, doing the whole black boy, white boy thing, it was like, it was something different for the urban. And a lot of people couldn't catch on to it, but I promise you now, you go to any city, any state, you see the little kids with the mohawks and the design, tight jeans and all that, you know what I mean? That's what's going on right there. And I will say that I think I kind of blazed that trend for real for the urban community. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with a guy who's from the inner city of Atlanta. And when I came out doing that, like, I just left the barbershop now. I promise it was like 10 little boys and they're getting mohawks and design. So, I mean, it's all about saying trends at the end of the day. And I think I got a movement that kind of, you know, the parents can kind of let their kids. It's like, you know, it's uncool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here promoting that gangster or, you know, promoting that in the wrong way. I'm just kicking flavor and just showing, you know, the youth that you can be yourself and you can set your own trend. You don't have to follow, you know what I mean? And that's what I stand for, just being unique and being an individual. So, also, all my youngest listening, man, you got to know you got to be a leader. You got to set the trends, man, and that's where we at with it.
Definitely, man. I know you're a busy man and stuff and everything, and I know everybody pulling you left and right, but I just want to say that I'm really glad that I was able to get you live on the line and you could join us. You could be anywhere else, but you came through for us tonight, and we love you so much, Young L.A., you know what I'm saying, for supporting us tonight. And quick question. This is a question for everybody tonight, okay? What was your favorite Christmas song when you was growing up?
Well, I don't have a favorite Christmas song. I done had a Christmas song, but my favorite song, it's a song in Atlanta that, like, I don't know who it is, but Greg Street got it. They like, get ready, cut my crib a little, goes a little song like this. Dun, 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 I want 12, but pass it, 11 fingers, something like that. You know, it's like a little A-time jingle, but I just remember growing up, that song been on so many years in Atlanta, like every Christmas, that's what we hear. So that's probably my favorite Christmas.
That's what it
is. I think it's Luke and Trina or something. I don't know.
Oh, for real? You beat me to the punch because I was going to ask you to go ahead and sing it, and you already did it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it is, man. I'm really proud of you, Young L.A. I've really seen your growth, and I wish you nothing but success in everything that you're doing. And, you know, keep doing what you do, man. And you definitely have started the trend because I used to work with the high school students, and they definitely got that whole swag going now. You definitely started that whole trend. Seriously,
what,
black boy, white boy situation. Seriously. So what kind of design you got in your head today?
I got some crosses on the left side, and then I got Amen on the right
Sorry.
Side.
Okay.
So I'm on my spiritual game today.
Oh, that's what it is. Salute, man. We love you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Shout out to you, Amir, over there, too.
Same to you.
Definitely, man. We'll definitely holler at you on the flip tip, and we're going to go ahead and rock out with what is, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and rock that out, and you know what I'm saying? We definitely love you, and you want to keep on, you know what I'm saying, supporting everything that you got going on, Sam.
I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for reaching out to us. Me, on behalf of Grand Hustle, we always rocking with y'all, Let's Radio. Y'all reach out to us, and we got y'all. Y'all already know that. 1,000, baby.
That's what it is, man. What is?
Beat, beat. Come back. Let's go. Turn up. What is? What is? What is? Yeah.
Lush, man, and that right there was your man, Young L.A., man. Salute to Young L.A. He came through and saluted us, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a humble dude, good dude, man. Make sure you support him. Young L.A. on the Twitter. Follow him. Tell him you heard him on Lush Radio online. Shout out to the 0404-678 on my ATL. Hey, you can find me in the A. Salute to all of y'all. Salute to my man, Amir. A boy, VP of marketing for Grand Hustle. Shout out to Big Country. Shout out to Bola, T.I., Young Dro, April, MJG, B.O.B., the whole squad, Grand Hustle. What up? Lush Radio salute you. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. I feel like whipping my hair, but I ain't going to whip it yet because you know I got to talk to my people online.
Yeah.
Hello.
We here, baby.
What's good, y'all? Young L.A., he's a cool young dude, man. I met him at the little club joint. And you know how, like, some people be, like real, like, acting, like, all stuck up and stuff? Because I seen Diamond over there, right? And I'm asking, I'm like, yo, Diamond, what's good? You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to interview you last, because she got sick. Her publisher said she got sick, and she was doing her thing. And then she was acting real funny. I'm like, dang, Diamond, I'm reaching out to you. But Young
you
L.A. was so
grandma?
Nice.
You mean Diamond for grandma?
Milk, if you buck, right? I'm milking and bucking. You know? You know? And I saw Mr. Bentley and stuff. He was looking like Farnsworth, like a mug, you know what I'm saying, with them cartoon pants on. But he was a cool dude. From G's to Gents, he was live in the building, Young Joe, and they tore up the stage. And Young L.A., I said, hey, and I talked to him. I said, you know, and I mentioned certain people's names, and he was like, all right. And he came over. They wouldn't let me bring. Yo, they was real pressed. They would not allow you to bring a camera up in that joint. I couldn't bring my camera up in there. So I tried to click with my phone, and I ain't had no light on it. So, you know what I'm saying, the picture was kind of blurry. He had his black ice on, you know what I'm saying, and he was so sweet. He talked and everything. He was a very nice young man. He ain't act stink or nothing. So I salute Young L.A., and I don't care what nobody say. I love me some Young L.A.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Definitely. He was definitely a cool dude, man. And don't forget, man, I mean, we got NOE coming up. He got some new things at hand. You know what I'm saying? We got some more people coming from Grand Hustle that's going to be live in the building with us also. You know what I'm saying? We got some other artists that's lined up for us, man. We about to rock out 2010 Hard Body, man. Watch out. Don't forget, call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to my boy Christian Affirmy. You know what I'm saying? The realest, Witness the Realness TV out in Ohio and Cleveland. Shout out to all my people in Ohio and Cleveland and stuff like that. Shout out to my boy Gene. Shout out to DJ J. Ronan for the 2011 draft pick. Shout out to my man Fred the Godson. If you didn't see the video of him tearing up B.B. King's, log on to www.lushradioonline.com, man. It's going crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that's going down. I want to know, what was your most, you know what I'm saying, memorable thing in 2010, man, guys? Like, what was your biggest thing, your biggest accomplishment, the biggest thing that, you know, meant the most to you in 2010, Guru?
Oh, man, Guru is blessed every day, man. I'm making moves. I'm networking with people. I'm trying to get this bread. I'm trying to get my whole situation right, you know what I'm saying? Because I do want that house down south, you know what I'm saying? I'm just really grinding. But for the most part, I just want to thank everybody that's showing love to Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? And I want to thank everybody that's following my movement and that want to do business with me. I appreciate y'all so much. I got a lot going on with a lot of clients. I got a lot going on with a lot of businesses. Indie artists, and don't get it twisted, I don't just deal with music, I deal with people who really trying to get their network online, to get their numbers up online, to get their websites more traffic out. This is what I do, and I thank everybody that's catching on to what I do. Like, that's the most important thing. And shout out to everybody that referred clients to me this year. Shout out to everybody that came on and supported Hot or Not and Lush Radio this year and want that promotion. Shout out to everybody that want Lush to promote their flyers. You know what I'm saying? That's coming through Lush, and Lush is breaking it down for me to be able to put food on my table. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely blessed, like, right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to do big things with people that want to do business with us. So we're gonna help you get there. You know, we know that you might not have all the answers, but we got a lot of the answers for you. Like, it's right here. It's right over here, man. You know, and I can't wait till you say, what's my get the fuck out of here father, because I do got one of them too. But for the most part, I'm definitely blessed to be rocking with Lush Radio Online right now. We got an anniversary, you know, that we right in the middle of our anniversary. It goes all the way from Thanksgiving all the way into the New Year. This is how we celebrate our anniversary between Thanksgiving and New Year, every day between. Like, that's how we really been getting it in from last year. So that's what I want to say to Lush. We got almost like a 2-month anniversary. It's not no one day. We do this from Thanksgiving to New Year. That's me and Lush anniversary. So we want to thank y'all, like, for really, like, being there for us. We want to thank y'all for just being, like, right there for us, man, and shout out to Diva Mary Kay for supporting Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? And she really is rocking hard for the team, man. We just doing big things, man. We just want y'all to know that we love y'all, man. Keep telling somebody about us, man, so we can get it there.
Definitely.
Yeah, Lush.
Definitely, man. And another shout out, man. It's going down. Icons and Idols. Google been going in hard body even when I was in the hospital. That's what I'm talking about. Teamwork makes the dream work. And even when you're down and out, your team still goes hard body for you. They still rock out shows. They still promote on the internet. You're still visible, man. That's how strong a team is. That's why I love my team. You already know what it is. But Icons and Idols, Black and Silver Affair,
It's going down Saturday, December 18th, over Mars performing live. Your host, Easy Street from 93.9, is going down. Your girl, Lushy Lush, will be live in the building taking pictures and everything. It's at the New Glory Center in the DMV, 4720 Boston Way, Suite C, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. You can see more details log on the www.lushradioonline.com, Bashman Link Up, repja.com, chatychatty.com, and dancejah.com, man. We live in a building. Yeah, man. Also, make sure you check out Mimosas and drop off that present for that child that is less fortunate. And, you know, we always like to help the kitties and much love the babies. So we got to make sure we put a smile on the face, man. You know what we do. Lush Radio is not about just talking on the radio and stuff. We talk about giving back. Shout out to DC Mingle. Each and every Tuesday is Tees Tuesdays. They got the hottest parties. They got food. When you come after work and you're tired, you want to get a drink and you want to eat, there's no reason to go and cook no meal. They got food for you there. They got drinks for you there. They got hot ladies, hot fellas, mix and mingle. And your girl, Lushy Lush, be in the back taking pictures. So holla at your girl. Tees Tuesdays at Rose's Dream. And they're going to have a hot New Year's Eve red carpet stepping out. Everybody's a star. It's going down. You already know what it is. But let's talk to the sexy Diva Mary Kay. What was the most memorable moment for you in 2010, fam?
My most memorable moment of 2010 is first completing my CNA through medical and going in through my medical career and meeting Future Guru 100. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. I made that initial investment into taking my business to the next level to get promoted, and ever since then, doors just been opening, windows just been opening, and it's just been a pleasure to know him, get introduced to you, ME2K, and the list just go on and on. So my most memorable moment is, you know, getting that CNA, making that step to go into my medical career and meeting Future Guru 100 and moving over here to the West Coast of Washington.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. My most memorable moment in 2010 was forming the most strongest hard body team on the internet that the world has seen, because you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We go hard in the bus. Hey,
shout out to
them
people who working in their sleep and making money in their sleep at the same time. Word up.
Definitely, man. I got the pleasure to meet Guru. Before that, I had the pleasure to meet my beautiful sister, my ace moon coon, the half of my rib, Emma E2K, also the VP of Street Queens, the movement. And I had the pleasure to meet the wonderful and hard body guru of promotion, the one and only Future Guru. You know what I'm saying? Ebony out there in Cali. My boy Renesy, DJ Hustle, freaking Natalia, Miss Photographics, Genius, Bugsy, like the whole team, DJ J Ronan, Cookie. Can't forget Cookie because she went in hard body this year, earlier this year. You know what I'm saying? And we still love her. You know what I'm saying? And she went hard body. She the one that brought us to Sheena Arnold, Kim Osorio, and a lot of cats. And shout out to Cinnamon Jones from Soul Pitch Media. And shout out to a lot of these PRs. And shout out to Prince Kennedy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all these people that definitely, shout out to Microphone for all these relationships that we built, IndieHipHop.net, Capital Magazine, all these different people that have come together to forge this one unit. And shout out to Honey Management, Permiss, everybody that has come together to definitely DJ Lady Blaze that have worked with us to make this strong alliance in order for us to network and start a wave of making a difference in this industry and making the light and providing opportunities for people to take their business to the next level or get on here. Shout out to TDI, you know what I'm saying, taking artists like TDI and providing them with an opportunity to do their own show and find that niche that they're able to do, you know what I'm saying,
and just bringing people together. Like, how many radio shows you get on, and artists that are big names, they meet cats that they ain't seen in a minute, and they link up off of our show. How many times has that happened, Guru? You know what I'm saying? People that don't work off of our show. People that don't work off of our shows. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that we're here to connect people, and I'm just happy that, you know, we have this platform for people to network, you know what I'm saying? And the main thing is that teamwork makes the dream work, and I love my whole team. Some people can go in harder than some other people. Some people have different situations, but whatever time they spend in investing and supporting Lush Radio, the dream and the movement, we appreciate and we love you, man, for real. Overseas, shout out to my girl over there in Canada, Jay Lewinsky. Shout out to my girl D in Canada. Shout out to DJ Ames in the UK. All of y'all, man, that definitely, you know, hold us down, man. We love you, man, for real. You know? Yeah, seriously, you know. And even some of our old sponsors, shout out to Strictly 1-1. You know what I'm saying? You know, being one of a long running sponsor, Gina for also being a sponsor, a lot of our Hot or Not artists that supported us, man. We love you, man. Without you, there is no us. And you know, we are the people's voice, man. And you know, we got to tell some of y'all cats to get the fuck out of here. So, Guru, get them.
You gonna let me go first?
Get them.
All right. Listen. This is my get the fuck out of here. I don't want y'all to think for 1 second I'm just online. We got Lush Girls International. We got in the streets. Like, this is a movement that we do online and in the streets. Like, so I want y'all to don't get this twisted. This ain't no masquerade. I'm not online with no masquerade. If you want to see me, come see me. You know what I'm saying? I'll come to you. It really don't matter. But I do want y'all to know that I'm here to let y'all know that I'm here to break bread with my team. And to make my movement stronger, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't follow the people, I say follow on Twitter and get the fuck out of here. So I got to give a shout-out to Bangham Smurf, the whole situation over there, and my dudes at Fatboy ENT, because these cats, they really putting it down for me right now. Like, they respect my grind. So if you don't respect Lush Radio Online grind, you don't respect Diva Mary K grind, if you don't respect my grind, you know you got to get the fuck out of here. So that's what it is, like, and shout out to the frauds out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna play with y'all too much longer. If you say you're gonna fuck with me, fuck with me. If you're not, I'd rather you say you're not gonna fuck with me. That way I know I can stop fucking with you. Get the fuck out of here. Don't be a fraud.
Diva Mary Kay, go ahead and get it in, Diva Mary Kay.
Get the fuck out of here for all the chicks who have sex in a room with their little 2-year-old babies in there. Get the fuck out of here. That's one.
Wow. I know a bra like that too, son.
Get the fuck out of here, man. For real. Get the fuck out of here with the chicks that's looking like $1 million and their kids looking like a wet food stamp. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
If you are
brand new on the 1st to the 5th, bitch, you's a food stamp hoe. Get the fuck out of here. One more. Get the fuck out of here. If you on your girl grant for welfare, acting like you balling out like you flipping packs. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here if you ain't fucking with Lush Radio Online, a Future Guru 100. Go fucking jump off a bridge right now.
Wow.
He
went in. That was ugly.
Water is cold. The water is
cold. Wow. Yo, all I got to say is if you're not brightening up a child's life with a Christmas gift or trying to spread the love or hating or helping a child out or somebody that's less fortunate than you, and if you ain't going to Mimosa's to drop off a gift for Kris Kringle Drive, you need to get the fuck out of here. But I will tell you the location, Mimosa's Lounge, 1237 Castle Hill Avenue, Bronx, New York. So drop off that gift, man, because I will be waiting. On top of that, if you're not listening to Lush Radio Online, you need to get the fuck out of here. If you're not supporting my little brother from another mother, the one and only Fred the Godson, then you need to smack yourself. On top of that, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Torch from Triple C's for showing us so much love. And the whole Triple C's fam, Maybach Music, shout out to Bangham Smurf out there in Trinidad. Shout out to Young Stacks, rest in peace Stack Bundles, Riot Squad, all of them, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the artists that came. Shout out to my man Cuban Link. I love him. Shout out to Cuban Link, shout out to Amish, shout out to TDI, you know what I mean? Shout out to Curtis Blow. I mean, shout out to Special Ed, my big brother. Shout out to Teddy Ted, the awesome too, my big brother. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to my man, my big brother, DJ Finesse. Everybody, if you're not supporting all the people that's been supporting us through the years on Lush Radio Online, you need to get the fuck out of here, real talk. If you're still doing the same bad business you was doing in 2010 and 2011, you need to get the fuck out of here.
Word.
And word up. Some of y'all cats out here need to really, really, really wash yourself. Like, there's a such thing as soap and water. And I ain't even going to drop this cat's name. But this cat be talking about, yo, I'm doing big business here. I'm at this office. Yada, yada, yada. But why you smell like pure urine and shit, my nigga? And why your hair look like it used to be white, but that shit look yellow? So I'm just saying, what kind of business is you doing, son? And you sitting there looking like a secretary. You somebody's flunky. Like, real talk. Get your business together. Step your game up. Invest in some real cats that's really doing their thing out here, that's supporting the situation, that really you're going to see where your money is going to, not these cats out here robbing you. Holler at Lush Radio Promo, my man Future Ghoul 100. We in the building. And if you ain't doing, keep wasting your money on these lame-ass cats that's robbing you for your money. Because if you ain't, you stupid, and you need to get the fuck out of here, because y'all killing me softly.
Hey, Lush, for real, Lush, can I give one more shout-out? I got to give a big, major shout-out to my man, LMG Legger, LMG underscore Legger. He got the new video out. Make This Look Easy. He's featuring Jim Jones, featuring Nori. Nori in the video, Jaheim in the video, DJ Camilo in the video. Y'all need to know how we really
Jim
doing
Jones.
It here, man. Jim Jones in the video.
Definitely.
And my man,
Joel
Ortiz in the video. I mean, come on.
Shout out to my boy, Legger. That's my other little brother. I love him to death. Support him. Support DJ Trayvon. Support Mad Papa. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, man. Shout out to these guys, too. Shout out to Stimuli. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal. All of y'all cats. All my battle rappers, Cortez, everybody. You know what I'm saying? That definitely showed us, you know, mad love. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. But you know what? I gotta take a throwback to Lauryn Hill joint. Follow us, Future Ghoul 100, ME2K, Lush Radio Online, Young LA, you know what I'm saying? Diva Mary K, Bugsy underscore Ripstat Bundles. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play this Lauryn Hill because some of y'all cats is killing me softly. And some of y'all niggas breath. Killing me softly right now. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Like, why your breath smell like that? But you doing business? You don't feel like popping a mint in your mouth? Like, you don't smell your own breath before you came to talk to me? Like, what's really going on with you? Why you smell like that, son? Why your hat look like it looked like you pissed on it? Like, real talk. It was white before, right? But anyway.
Damn.
Lauryn Hill. Killing me softly because your breath stink. Ow, we out of here. Lush Radio Online. Your girl is back.
Drumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song.
On this roast, I got my girl L.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy TDI, host of New Talk City Radio, alongside Vice and DJ Showcase. And right now we chilling, we lamping with the queen, the bolstress, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. It's the movement, so y'all better log on.
Why-yo, oh, Kingston, yeah, so I mean say, yeah. Come, they told me, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba, our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba. I am a poor boy too, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
mighty king.